Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we conclude our study in 1 Corinthians. We are in the last chapter, chapter 16, and we'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 24 verses of the last chapter of 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians 16. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so you also are to do. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up as he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come. And when I arrive, I will send those whom you accredit by letter to carry your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable that I should go also, they will accompany me. I will visit you after passing through Macedonia, for I intend to pass through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you or even spend the winter, so that you may help me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now just in passing. I hope to spend some time with you, if the Lord permits. But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. When Timothy comes, see that you put him at ease among you, for he is doing the work of the Lord, as I am. So let no one despise him. Help him on his way in peace, that he may return to me, for I am expecting him with the brothers. Now, concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to visit you with the other brothers, but it was not at all his will to come now. He will come when he has opportunity. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Now I urge you, brothers, you know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. Be subject to such as these and to every fellow worker and laborer. I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, because they have made up for your absence, for they refreshed my spirit as well as yours. Give recognition to such men.
The churches of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Prisca, together with the church in their house, send you hearty greetings in the Lord. All the brothers send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss.
I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Our Lord, come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen.
In 1994, on 1 Corinthians 16, I wrote in my journal, Paul's travel plans were in the Lord. Thank you for a wide door for effective service. He is doing the Lord's work. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. And then let all that you do be done in love. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be accursed. As we close out 1 Corinthians, you might remember that in 2004, I was reading multiple chapters at a time. And so in my journal in 2004, I had read 1 Corinthians 15 and 16, and I shared a lot more about 1 Corinthians 15 and didn't have a note other than, help us do all things in love. And in 2015, I finished off 1 Corinthians 16 with these words. Paul ends 1 Corinthians with an appeal for an offering to take to Jerusalem. He also expects the Corinthian church to help me on my journey wherever I go, so a personal appeal for funds as well. Then an appeal to help Timothy on his way. Giving was a part of the early church. Just about wherever Paul went, he took up a collection or an offering for the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem. That's what he refers to in the first few verses of this chapter, but let's look at a couple of things. He says in verse 2, on the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up. What does that say to you? If the early church attended worship services on the first day of the week to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, Then he's saying that each time you go to church, you are to put something aside or give an offering. Is that your practice? Are you a giver to your church body? I happen to believe that tithing is still a principle we ought to be following today. So are you tithing 10% of your income to your local church, congregation, or assembly? If you don't believe in tithing, I hope at least you're giving offerings to the church that's educating you and teaching you and discipling you. So that's the first offering that Paul was talking about, an offering to help someone else, an offering to help the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem. But he also infers that people ought to help him and Timothy in their ministries. He says in verse 6, "So that you may help me on my journey wherever I go." In verse 11, when he refers to Timothy coming their way, he says, "Help him on his way." So, as I wrote in my journal, giving was a part of the early church. Is it part of your faith, part of your Christianity today? Based on the message from the text we're reading in this last chapter of 1 Corinthians, it's probably a good time for me to make an offering appeal to you as well. You are receiving Ad Bible free of charge. But you realize that nothing is free. These things cost money to produce, to record, to edit, to publish. It costs money to have space on Google Play and iTunes and to have a website where you can listen to Ad Bible. The Ezra Project that produces Ad Bible has all the costs associated with ministry just like everybody else. Personnel costs, facility costs, ministry costs. So one of our goals in producing Ad Bible was to produce a product that would be spiritually beneficial to the user. We hope and pray that you are being blessed by listening to Ad Bible on a daily basis. If so, I, like Paul, ask you for support. Help us on our way. Visit EzraProject.net and you can contribute right over our website. We make it very simple and easy. There are several options you can choose from. One is just to donate a one-time gift. Two is to become a monthly supporter of the Ezra Project. Or three is to join Club 365. Club 365 was specifically created for those of you listening to Ad Bible. So as you close out today's podcast, would you take a moment to prayerfully consider, should you be supporting financially the Ezra Project so Ad Bible can continue? We believe, like Paul in verse 9 when he says, "For a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries." We absolutely believe that God has opened the door for Ad Bible in your ears and the ears of many here in the United States and all over the world. So will you consider helping us go through that wide and effective door that the Lord has opened for the Ezra Project with Ad Bible, audio daily devotions? And finally, friends, let's refer to verse 13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. Remember, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians so that they would work together to advance the gospel. What was preventing them from doing so was arrogance and one-upsmanship. Rather than coming together, they were becoming a divided church. We have gone through the arguments Paul has made back to the Corinthian church in his letter. So as he closes his arguments, he says again, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love." And Paul signs off with this statement, "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen." I echo the prayer to Paul to each one of you as well. That the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you, and my love be with you in Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless you. Amen.